Fights were common between different Aboriginal groups in the pre-settlement days, and several place names in Alberta mark the locations of these skirmishes. According to historian Merrilee Aubrey, one of the oldest recorded names in Alberta is that of the Battle River, which flows east from Pigeon Lake into Saskatchewan.
For it was Peter Fidler who, during his travels, recorded the name Battle or Fighting River for the feature, and this was in 1793, so we're going back a fair bit here. Whatever prompted the name occurred sometime earlier. Although we don't know for sure, it has been recorded that fights between the Blackfoot and the Cree occurred near this watercourse. The Stoney have also named it Battle in their language, so they might have had some involvement there, too. Maybe there were lots of fights that went along there. Maybe it was just a great place to meet.
But this is not the only so-called Battle River in Alberta's history. As the Cree moved west into Alberta, conflict with established tribes was inevitable.
Well, the Cree word for battle is something like Nantinikewin. In 1915, the name Nantinikewin was adopted for the river that flows into the Peace River northwest of Manning. There's also a community by that name. The original name recorded by the Dominion Land Surveys was Battle River, and it's actually known locally to the Aboriginal people in their language as the First Battle River. There were also the Second and Third Battle Rivers, and all in the area around Manning, but their names were changed to Hotchkiss and Meikle Rivers, respectively. And all the fighting names likely refer to battles between the Cree and the Beaver, or Deneta.
The Battle River was annotated as such by surveyor J.A. Buchanan. But the names of it and its tributaries, the Second and Third Battle Rivers, were changed to avoid duplication with the Battle River in central Alberta. On the Heritage Trail, I'm Cheryl Croucher.
Heritage Trails is made possible in part through a generous grant from the Alberta Historical Resources Foundation, working with Albertans to preserve and interpret our heritage.